In the name of Jesus, amen. I don't see any of you smiling, which suggests to me that you've got an awful foreboding about the next 30 minutes. So I invite you to sit down and relax. I really do invite you to relax and rest in the words of Isaiah chapter 42, verse 2. To me, this is one of the most beautiful passages in all of Scripture. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. God had spoken about his servant to Isaiah in verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. People in Isaiah's day didn't know exactly what that all meant, how it would play out. But we, with the benefit of hindsight, know that that servant is Jesus. At his baptism in the Jordan, the Spirit descended on the servant, and there was a voice from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So we know that the comfort and the care of God come to us in the servant Jesus. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. Now, this is wonderful gospel for us to take home and share with the congregations of the people we serve. But let's not think about them now. Let's think now about ourselves. You about yourself, I about my own self. Ministry can be hard, but life certainly beats us up. Life brings us to be the bruised reed that is about ready to break. And life has a way of making the hope and the joy flicker. This is the law at work. The law says, do this and you'll be blessed. Don't do that or you'll be cursed. And even though you and I are sanctified, we are born again, and we are able to do many things that pleases God, and that's by his grace. For it is God's grace that enables us both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Even though you and I are sanctified, not everybody that we deal with is sanctified. Not everybody that we deal with cares about God's will and ways. And on top of that, we still have, as I trust you know, deep down in the darkness of our heart, the old Adam, original sin, that is striving against the grace and the word of God in our lives. So no wonder that we often have times when we're about ready to break, and the hope and the joy of life is ready to be extinguished. And into those times comes the promise, a bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. This is the presence of Jesus. And as we go through the scriptures, which we are privileged more than most people to learn and to know, we are reminded of his gentleness. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The servant says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. When we page through the Gospels, we see Jesus coming to people almost broken and the light of life almost extinguished. When some religious hardliners berated a woman for worshiping Jesus, he said, let her alone. Why do you bother her? When a woman was caught in sin and the religious legalist wanted to punish her, he said, let any of you who has no sin cast the first stone. And they went away and she was protected. He came upon a leper, someone excluded from community. And the leper knelt down and implored him, saying, if you truly desire it, you can make me clean. And the Bible tells us that Jesus, touched with compassion, reached out his hand and touched the leper, and said, I do desire it, be clean. And he was cleansed. The servant is going to Jerusalem to truly be the suffering servant for us and for our salvation. And on the way, he met a blind man called Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming. And he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And everybody around Bartimaeus said, be quiet. Not Jesus. He gave Bartimaeus his sight. And on the stories go in the scriptures. On to this day. On to your life. Put in your name. On to me. Hebrews chapter 13. I will never leave you nor forsake you. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. I think we need to understand that these times when we're about ready to break, and hope and joy are almost extinguished, these are really times of blessing. Now, the world doesn't see it that way, and the conventional wisdom wouldn't regard it that way. But from our perspective, knowing Jesus, these are unwelcome but real times of blessing. Because when we're ready to break, when the light is ready to go out, it says, Dale, you need a Savior here and now. And when you don't have anything left in you, put in your name. You can despair and anticipate defeat, or you can say, wait a minute. I need a Savior. Not just in eternity, but I need a Savior here and now. And when we make that leap of faith, to be thankful even in those unwelcome, painful times when our resources are spent, then the Spirit gives us the grace to put Jesus, to put this servant, his care and his comfort between us and the people and the forces that want to take us down. By his baptism in the Jordan, Jesus showed us that he has come to put himself between you and me and the forces of despair and defeat that assail us. And by your baptism, the Spirit gave you a word to trust, a word to hang on for dear life, that Jesus is indeed around you. He is your fortress. He is your protection. He is your wall, and he and his word will ward off the forces of despair and defeat that continually come your way. The Small Catechism says about baptism, it works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. This truly is the theology of the cross. Martin Luther says in his Heidelberg Disputation, Thesis 20, he deserves to be called a theologian, however, who comprehends the visible and manifest things of God seen through suffering and the cross. Your sufferings, the crosses that weigh heavy on your heart, that's what Jesus is attracted to. That's where we find him. Not in the glory, but when you and I don't have anything left in us. And he comes to assure us of his perfect justice. The servant, says Isaiah, says God, will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his law. You and I experience injustice all the time. The servant comes and brings us justice now in our relationship with him, and he assures us that the day is going to come when all creation has justice. But that's one of those not yet things. Here and now, when you and I need the servant to come to us when we're on our last breath, here and now, he comes. I am the Lord, says God to Jesus. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you, Jesus, as a covenant for the people, a light to the nations. The Spirit of God has brought you and me through baptism into the covenant relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, and that has been accomplished by the covenant sacrifice, the blood of the Lamb of Jesus poured out as a seal for you and for me. And that is now. Now, not just not yet in the future, that is now for every one of us. As Luther says, and as the Augsburg Confession says in Article 5, when we truly believe this. So the baptized are an upright, strong people, filled with the joy and hope of life, although admittedly we have our moments, but the servant comes to bring us back to our new nature and vocation. Decades ago, there was a country music singer named Tennessee Ernie Ford. Any of you remember that? It's maybe a generational thing. It is a generational thing. Okay, boomer. And one of his most popular songs said, "I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But old man River, he keeps on rolling along." Wow, isn't that the truth? And that's why it was popular. Everyone can relate to that from our real lives. But there's no gospel in that. It's all law. But into those situations, especially in your life, put in your name and in my life, that's where the theology of the cross lifts us up. That's where Jesus comes. And those are the times that he especially gravitates to, that he wants to go to, when you and I are suffering and carrying the cross. I get tired, I get weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But a bruised reed, Jesus will not break. And my faintly burning wick, Jesus will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.